Cincinnati traffic officials are beginning the process to retime stoplights in downtown Cincinnati. That process is expected to take 3 to 5 months. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. When it's complete, pedestrians will have more time to cross the street to comply with federal guidelines. Councilmember Greg Lansman spoke about the issue during a committee meeting Tuesday.
Essentially, 140 intersections will, the timing will be updated to optimize both pedestrian and vehicle traffic.
Council could also vote to spend $80,000 for new equipment to give the streetcar priority at four locations. Supporters say that's needed to make the system more viable. Meanwhile, right now, both Lime and Bird have e-scooters operating in Cincinnati. By later this year, there could be just one provider in the city. Around June 1st, the city could award a contract for a one-year citywide pilot program for e-scooters. Assistant City Manager John Jewick was asked why the city is pursuing this plan.
It does give us some leverage, we think, as the city to address some of these issues and really force the companies to come up with their best proposal on all of these issues that we're talking about. So revenue safety, how well do they balance the system, how well do they make sure that scooters are being driven where they should be.
The city reports in the last 8 months, more than 69,000 people have taken more than 305,000 rides. The city has also collected $69,000 in revenue from the program. Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.